that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
My neighbor went it last year. My neighbor
climbed it last year.
But I have never
climbed it.
If a child wanted to trick you, he might hide behind a couch. He'd go back there and what down?
Lay down.
You ever use the word hunker down?
I don't think so. But I've heard it.
You know what it means?
Yeah, it means to kind of get down on your all fours, you know, kind of throw up as small as you can, I think.
A little child to say his prayers would go over by his bed
and kneel.
I'm feeling tired. I'll go over to the couch and
lay down.
He was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just went in bed all day.
Laid in bed all day.
Often when I go to sleep, you see things in your head. You
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamed.
I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground,
I woke.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you
stomp.
When you see a friend leaving a party alone, you might ask, can I
escort you home or take you home?
If you are driving,
drive you home.
Or would it make a difference if you're driving or walking what you would say?
Or walk or see you home.
If it was a man or a woman, would it make a difference?
Yes. I mean, if it's a man, he'd want to see her home. And if it's a woman, she's driving, she could drive him home. Is that what you want him to say?
To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and
pull.
When your car was stuck in the mud, you got another one behind you to
push.
If you had a sack of groceries or you had some very heavy suitcases that you had to carry for a long distance, how would you say you did that? You what this
lugged them, I guess.
You might tell a child, that stove is very hot.
It'll burn you.
So what?
Don't touch it.
If you want a knife and send someone for it, you say, go what the knife.
Get the knife.
When you play football or hockey or basketball, you have to make a what to get points.
Touchdown.
At a football field, at either end, there are other
fields. A goal.
You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
There's no need to hurry. I'll wait.
For you?
If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, please, give me another
chance.
Somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. You say he seems to be in a good
mood.
He didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all.
He thought he knew it all.
We've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
exterminate them.
I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Well, you must have a